hear these wonderful readings today, which give us a glimpse into the heart of Jesus and to the depth of the love that Jesus has for us, which is something we don't always take the time to appreciate and to contemplate and to meditate on the deep and the profound love that God has for us. Yesterday we celebrated, and this month is dedicated to the heart of Jesus, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it really is a beautiful feast. And it's important for us in this month to contemplate the heart of Jesus, so that we can rest in that heart, so that we can rest in that love. As we heard this gospel, there's a couple of things I wanted to point out that we see right from the beginning. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. So immediately, seeing the people who are following him, he's moved with love. He's moved with compassion for them. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is the most important movement of God, is a movement of love towards us, because God looks at us with that same love. But why is he moved with compassion? And it says, because they were harassed and helpless. In other words, God sees their situation. God understands their situation. And God responds to their situation. And this, I hope, is an encouragement for each one of us sitting here, because sometimes we can think of God as, yes, something that we believe in, but really, God is something that is kind of up here, out here. He's there. Yeah, he loves me. He's okay. He's cool. Fine. Great. But then there's me down here, you know, and he doesn't have much up here to do with me down here. Really, in the end, you know, yeah, God exists. That's nice. It's a good idea, good theory, but doesn't really have much to do with my life. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is a complete lie. It's completely opposite, because God sees us. He sees our situation. He sees our struggles. He sees our sins. He sees our doubts, our fears, our weaknesses. He sees that maybe we're trapped in sins that really we want to get out of, but we're unable to leave behind because we have convinced ourselves that they're not so bad sins. He sees that situation, and that God who is up here does not remain up here far away, but that God, seeing our situation, enters and becomes man for us. For you and for me. He sees our sins. And God's response is love. God's response is to say, oh, not just to say, oh, look, they're sheep without a shepherd. Ah, those poor schmucks. Let's leave them be. No, what does God do? God sends his son. And not only does God send his son, but he calls these 12 apostles. And I love that we have the list of names, because it's always encouraging to me, because like many of the lists of names in Scripture, those genealogies that we see in Scripture, all of the lists or names that we hear are important, because one thing they show us is that God calls us people. God calls people. You know, we kind of think these people were floating on the floating in the air, and so God called perfect people. But God doesn't call perfect people. God calls the disciples, and in calling them, in the middle of their call, they discover the love of God. That's why this letter from St. Paul to the Romans that said, while we were yet helpless, again, God, seeing our situation, it says, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. It says, but God shows us his love for us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ looked at us. I've been really in these last couple of weeks in contemplating the Sacred Heart. I've been doing the novena to the Sacred Heart, the surrender novena, and just have been contemplating a lot about the look of Jesus. What does that mean? Because that really sounds very nice, but it's not something we can relate to. And this is one of the reasons that I like that, I know I've said this before, but I like the show The Chosen. I know there's, in some Catholic circles, it's there's debates about whether it's Catholic enough, which is waste of time, but this is neither here nor there. But anyway, one of the reasons that I like the show is probably because I'm very sentimental, but I'm a sentimental person, but that's okay. But one of the reasons that I like the show is because if you've ever watched it, and if you haven't, I invite you to watch at least one episode, and you'll watch the rest. But what I'm always impressed with in watching this show is, before Jesus ever in the show, before Jesus ever does a miracle, or when he finds a person in a terrible situation, look at the cameras as you're doing the show, and one of the first things that they look at, one of the first things that the cameras focus on, is the face of Christ. And if you look at it, and this is why the actor is so good, because he somehow is able to show in that, in his face, the eyes of love, which is something that is helpful for me to pray with, because since we don't have Jesus walking on the earth with us right now, it's hard for us to imagine what does that look like. So that show kind of helps with that, because you're able to see with what love Christ looked at the people who were in need. And it's that same love that Christ looks at us in our situation of need. Because we are like those people, we are helpless. We are helpless and we are in need. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is one of the first requirements for asking the help of God, is to recognize the need. We have to ask ourselves, do we recognize that we are in need of Christ? You're all thinking, I forgot the next word, and I didn't. I didn't forget the homily. I want you to think about. I want you to contemplate that. All of you looked at me funny. But it's true. Do we recognize that we are helpless? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, Christ, it is in that look. It is that look of Christ. It is contemplating the look of Christ that our life can change. I think about it also with the apostles. What was it that got them to leave everything behind? I mean, Think of Matthew, Christ, Matthew the tax collector. Christ says, "Come follow me." Was it just the words, "Come follow me"? Or did Matthew see something in Christ? Nathanael, who is, when Christ finds Nathanael, he says to him, "I saw you sitting under the tree." I forgot what kind of tree it was now, but "I saw you sitting under the tree," and Nathanael is amazed and leaves everything and follows him. But it's not just because Christ said, "I saw you sitting under the," but it's because Nathanael was moved for the love that God had for him. My dear brothers and sisters, that is what the Sacred Heart of Jesus wants to do with us and wants to move us. To move us out of our helplessness and into the life of Christ. And so as we come today to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we truly may recognize that we are in need of Christ, that we may be willing to leave behind the old man so that we can put on the new man. You see, the thunder is rolling because God wants you to listen. So, are you listening? See, that's God's way of saying, are you listening? Let us stand and profess our faith.